We spend most of the year, exception at the very end, when we're talking about chum and destruction, parshas Bereishis. I'd like to summarize. Rashi begins parshas Bereishis. Amar Reb Yitzchok lo yotzoch lahatzil satora el mehal chodesh hazeh. Hello. Hiya. If it's 2 minutes, it's fine. Otherwise, call me back in a half an hour. Okay, fine. Okay. Not to say that knowledge that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Boreola. It's not an essential part of Yiddishkeit. Just the opposite. We learned this year in Chulin, in the Machal Shabbos Vahesya, Hari Huka Akum L'chol Dvarav. Here there's a serious malfocus on one hand between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam on the other hand. Rashi and Tosfos saying that keeping Shabbos is the Eidus that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. And anyone who doesn't keep Shabbos denies that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. The Rambam has a different understanding. The Rambam and the Hilchos Shabbos says that Shabbos is Oz Bris Hila Olam. That's a perpetual, ongoing bris between Chai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you break that bris, so Hari Kaak Mochol Dvarav. Magi Mishnah said the reason that Shabbos is the bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also because, why was it chosen to be the bris? Because it's the Eidus on Brius Olam. So Brius Olam is a very, very fundamental part of Yiddishkeit. It's so much so that a denial of Brius Olam makes someone ka'akum l'chol dvarav. So it's obvious that when Reb Yitzchok says lo yotzor l'haskel satorah me'achodesh hazelochem shemitzvah rishona, not talk saying that Brius Olam is not important. Solom is important, but it could have been relegated to a separate sefer, like Eov is a separate sefer, Mishlei is a separate sefer, different sefer in Kisvei HaKodesh. Torah is supposed to teach me, and Rashi is telling me something very important. It's supposed to teach me how to live my life. The purpose of Torah is to teach me how to live my life. And the first teaching me how to live my life, the first mitzvah is HaKodesh HaZelachem. Matam Pasal Bebracious. So what's the reason? Thank you very much. Ta-da. What's the reason to begin with Bracious? Rashi tells us. There's a whole, but we're not only talking about Bracious. Bracious is followed by the story that has many things. There's a detailed description here. It's not just Pasuk Bereishis Bara Kimis Shamayim Vasaretz and then go Vaydav Hashem Moshe Beretz Mitzrayim HaKodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodashim. No. It's a whole detailed description of the creation of the world. Then there's a detailed description of Gan Eden, of Cain and Hevel, and the toldos of humanity. Till we get to Noah and the Teva. Even before we begin talking about Avram Avin, apparently Rashi just gives the start, but the whole story of that begins with Bereishis Bara Elokim. It's supposed to teach us how to lead our lives. Otherwise, it's not in the Torah. Torah's purpose is one and one only: how we lead our lives. So, what does Bereishis have to do with how we lead our lives? The answer is very simply: the world has a problem, a serious problem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, and if the story of Bereishis is true, the story of Chumash is true, meaning the human being was put here by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for purpose, and not just free to lead our lives the way we want to lead our lives. We live with limitations. It's a Borei Olam. And that Borei Olam, at the end of the sixth day, when he created the human being, with Tzelem Elokim, that means human being is not just an animal. He is composite of Guf and Neshama. And he created him, Zohar and Nekeva. That the differences between Zohar and Nekeva are not just certain technical differences. They go to the root of the human personality. He's giving them a command. He's telling them, I expect something from you. The moment and there is a tzivur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a command. And the human being doesn't function in this world just as a totally free agent. He's limited by the Borei Shemayim V'aretz. Borei Shemayim V'aretz cares what he does. And then the story of Adam and Chava, Gan Eden, says not only does he give us commands and he expects certain things of us, but he will respond to whether we fulfill that or we don't fulfill that. Now, that's a very powerful message that's being said, that the world's not after. The history of non-Torah thought is always an attempt to make the world independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because if people want to live their lives in a hefka way, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, created the human being in a special way, and made us into special beings, is a very limiting thing. People want to lead their lives. So, historically, there was Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah says it could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the top of a pyramid, but in our daily lives are controlled by all sorts of other forces, and we have to deal with all those other forces. there's the rain, there's the sun, there's the moon, there's the stars, there's the tides, there's the weather, the winds, and there's certain spiritual forces mentioned. All of you who Rabbi Shulkinshir learning about the Baravazar, there's the Har and there's the God of the Har. There's certain spiritual forces that stand in back of the physical world. We deal with those. Those are the ones that impact our lives. Kadosh Baruch Hu is sort of far away. That was one approach. Then, as Greek philosophy began, and they were looking to get away from Avodah Zarah, so Aristotle came up with the idea that the world has always been sort of like an automatic machine, just keeps working. And also, there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not always the way our concept, it doesn't affect our daily lives. As the world goes through different stages, then Christianity replaced the old Avodah Zarah. Christianity did two things. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow became human. That takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of this overwhelming influence of the human being. And got rid of Tariag Mitzvahs. Tariag Mitzvahs is very limiting. Then, as time moves on, 16th, 17th century, people want to get rid of that. It's still very limiting. And when the scientific revolution began, and philosophic revolution began in the 17th, 18th, 19th century, they tried to turn the world into back to the idea, just an automatic machine. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a necessary part of the function of this world. And then that was capped by evolution. Evolution says we're just a bunch of overgrown animals. And there's no spiritual dimension to a human being. That just gives a human being total freedom. That's why the idea of Prius Olam is such an essential part of Yiddishkeit. Prius Olam tells us very simply, Kadosh Baruch Hu made this world in a detailed way. He created the human being, guf and nefesh, a composite of physical and spiritual tzelem elokim. He pulled back from the creative process and gave us a world, lassos to do something with it. He gave us commands and demands, how we're supposed to live and how we're supposed to function. And the consequences of those demands. That's the story of Gan Eden. And that is the story of the Dor HaMabul. Dor HaFloga. And that is so essential. The idea of Bria and the nature of Bria. That anyone who refuses to bring that recognition into his life. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is one day a week we withdraw from the world. We don't change the world. One day a week we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's your world. We're marked by Hu HaShemayim V'Haaretz V'Chol Tzvaam. Mark Zochus Yom Shabbos Sheshes Yom Otsa Hashem Shemayim Otsa. One day a week we mark it Bria's Olam, the nature of the Bria. And one day a week, and it's not once a year, it's one day a week, it's always there. And anyone who refuses to bring that into part of his daily life, Allah says, have a kaf and khofa. Now, because he doesn't understand the bedrock on which Yiddishkeit is based, that havana of what a human being is, where he came from, what his function in this world is. Now, and that is one of the reasons it had to be part of the Torah. Torah is not theoretical knowledge. Torah is how to lead our lives. And there are, and what Rashi is telling us, there are specific tzivuyim, the first mitzvah, the second is all tarei mitzvahs, and certain ideas that are the bedrock of how we live our lives, the background, necessary background. And that is the reason Bris Olam is important. And Bris Olam has another aspect to it. And that is, when Kadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, Vayivo Elokim is Adam B'Tzalmo, Tzelem Elokim Bara also, Zochan Akeva Bara also, created the Guf Adam, created the Neshama of the Adam. Means the human personality is a product of the Ratzon HaBorei. We're each huge individual, but there's certain underlying principles of psychology, the human personality, the neshama of the human being that Kodesh Baruch Hu created. Now, and it's essential that Kodesh Baruch Hu, who created Adam, Chava, the Torah, it's all one. And why? Person can't say, listen, the Torah says X, but my personality is different. It doesn't fit the reality of the human being. The answer is, there's no such thing. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the human personality, who created the Guf Adam, is that same Kodesh Baruch Hu who gave us a Torah. There can't be a steer. Some people say, well, no, it's not really for human beings. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu made the human being, created the human being. And he put the two together. And he put the two together in a way that the human being would most ideally function by keeping the Torah. So there can be no stira. And if we feel there is a stira, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an incredible thing. Vayitzah Hashem Elokim es Adam ofer min Adama. Aguf es ofer min Adama. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Vayi Adam nefesh chaya, which Unklus says is nefesh mamalala, koach hadibur, the koach hamachshava. And then he gives him a command. That means Adam HaRishon has a choice whether to accept it or not accept it. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something else, which is a very unfortunate fact for some people, called b'chira chofshis, a free choice. We can do with our lives what we want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created the world for a purpose. I gave it to you for a purpose. Now go out, and I'm giving you b'chira chofshis. Now, b'chira chofshis, interesting Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva says, B'chira chofshis is not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah essay. What does Rabbeinu Yonah mean by that? The first time I saw the Rabbi Yonah, I was very startled. It's a mitzvah, it's a fact of life. Rabbi Yonah says, no. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a world, gave me Bechira Chavshus. The fact that he gave me TV, do this, and Anor Mechava decided not to do this, and they were punished, that implies Bechira Chavshus. And since it applies, it implies Bechira Chavshus. It's an important thing, Bechira Chavshus. It doesn't mean that people don't have pressures to do this and that and the other thing. Of course we have pressures. So a person, Bechira Chavshus, says, I have control over myself. I don't have to succumb to pressures. Other people say, well, I have pressures. I'll just do what the pressures tell me to do. So that means you make a decision not to exert Bechira Chavshus. And just to respond to all the pressures around you. The learning pressures. It's Taivas HaGuf, Taivas HaKovid, all sorts of pressures, Taivas HaMomen, all sorts of pressures. Adam Mechava couldn't resist the pressure. They had the ability to have Chira Chavshus. Chavshus means a decision that you take your life in your hands and you're controlling your life and pushing in the direction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And that's possible because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this neshama. In the physical world goes according to certain very exact rules. If I take this cup and I let go and I drop it, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the physical world is this is going to drop. Not sometime drop, the cup can't decide, I'm not interested in dropping. The way it is. So if you're only goof, if we're nothing but a physical goof, the animal doesn't have Bechira Chavshus. It responds to stimuli. If we're only goof, if we're just overgrown monkeys, so then there is a very, very simple conclusion. We really don't have Bechira Chavshus. And if we don't have Bechira Chavshus, sometimes I wonder how the world asks people to take responsibility for their actions. You don't ask a dog to take responsibility for his actions. You just respond to stimuli. And it happened. But the idea of Bria and the unique nature of the human being is a very underlies the entire Torah. Without it, the entire Torah doesn't function. And that's why it's so essential and so much a part of it that Mechal Shabbos Fahes Yeharuk Akal Chumbar. Now, Rashi has another says, because someday it's going to be important to tell the Goyim of the world that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. Eretz Baruch Hu does with the world what he wants to do with the world. What is Rashi telling us? Rashi says, because Eretz Baruch Hu created the world and runs the world on top of it, he does with what he wants. He decides what's right and what's wrong. He gives the commandments, and it's all one. And if Eretz Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael, have Eretz Yisrael, doesn't need any justification. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's design, his will, he's the boss. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world according to his Havana, and it's not up to us to do anything but to accept it. Rashi says that's the basis of everything, not only of our chiyuv and mitzvahs, it's the basis of how we deal with the world. We deal with the world by telling them, listen, the Lord created the world, he runs it, he does this, and he does that. It's our job to accept it. And that is, that's the story of Bereshis. That's why Bereshis is so essential to all of Yiddishkeit. And that's why Bereshis and Shabbos, Machal Shabbos Vahesha, because if you don't understand and you can't put that into action, that recognition and acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's creating the world, then there is no basis for everything else that follows, because then we're just a bunch of automatons, we're just a bunch of overgrown animals. There's no morality in this world, there's no responsibility and answerability to a higher being and a higher power. And that's the essential message that we have from Sefer Bereishis. Good Shabbos.